Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
Hello, Glory Days, PJ and Jim podcast. How we doing, everybody?
How we doing, everybody? Yeah, there we go. Now, Jesus, I'll tell you something. If you thought I was mentally unwell in the last podcast, I've bills to pay this month.
That was two podcasts
was
ago.
Was it? Oh, yeah, right. Oh,
you've recovered and everything since then.
Oh, God, well, I'm going downhill again because I have to pay car insurance. I'm actually, as we do this podcast, as we speak, I'm waiting. I'm one of the insurers to get back to me and tell me how about the quotes and all.
Tell you how many of your future family you have to give to them. And
it's a yes. And it's gone up like a bollocks because I got 6 points this year on the road.
What? Yeah,
I got caught. I've never been caught speeding before. And I do say caught. Not that I have now, you know. I've never been caught before.
That's a very important distinction. But,
yeah,
the weird thing about it is...
Twice that, in the last few months.
So you're literally
stupid.
Driving the smallest vehicle you've ever driven.
A Vespa I was doing on. A Vespa!
I didn't even know they could speed. That's very good.
Well, neither
you
did
must,
I.
You must have been very proud.
Well, you know that it's a ridiculous thing when the guard is actually laughing as he's writing you the ticket, you know.
Very harsh.
It was, how long do you have that? I was there, what was it, 3 days or something?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. And then he starts laughing. He goes, do you even have the ownership book of it? I was like, no, I haven't got it in the post. I'm nothing. I literally have nothing. I had a temporary plate and all on the back of it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. And then I got done again. And because I don't open my post because it's always bad news.
Yeah.
I just don't open it until... you know,
I'm kind of witch on
the
that.
The VAT bill comes and yeah. Oh, Jay, I do it all at once. So I open my post like 3 times a year. Well, there was another one in there, wasn't there? From the car. But I opened another one saying you missed that payment. And I left and I opened 3 letters all at once. And now I apparently have to get a summons or something to court or something.
Oh my, are you serious?
Yeah, yeah.
The other speeding thing was in the car, was it?
In the car, yeah.
Right, okay.
And I tried to pay it. You go into the post office, late to pay it. And she goes, no, I'm not allowed to take your money now. You have to wait until it comes from the courts or whatever.
Oh,
I'm trying to
pay
it.
So, are you saying that you will have your day in court? Can I go?
I think you've one more chance.
Because, I mean, I'd give out now for you to be up in front of the judge and all.
Oh, gee.
It'd be great. I'd be shouting like, you know, send him down!
Yeah.
Send him down!
You'll be there. Bring back the death penalty!
You want to hear what he said about you outside?
Yeah, he says your wig is stupid. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Get him to tell you about all the other ones.
Oh my God, there's the insurance company calling me now.
Quick, I'll watch this. This is a live pause.
Right. We'll get
here
back.
We go. Right now, we can resume.
We can resume.
Resume, right? So Clint will just put like a sound effect in there. One of those.
A harp.
So, and I should have started by saying,
oh.
Sometime later.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's what it is, isn't it?
So are you sorted now?
I'm sorted now. I'm insured now,
right,
yeah.
You're in better form now. You're not giving out about your 6 points and all.
Oh, no, I'm in worse form now. I've just spent loads of money. I hate it. I hate spending on insurance.
I meant to ask as well, you know when those guards were doing you for the speeding thing or whatever, would you not have been tempted to go into a bit? And
imagine.
Then make it sound like you were, you know, they were just part of a show and they might laugh it off at the end. I'm glad you stumped me, guard.
Do you know something? Something like that happened to me before. I was coming back from a gig once and it was late at night and I was sort of wanted to go home a little bit quicker than I should. And, you know, the guards came up behind me.
Yeah.
And they stopped me and they were like, you know, what's the story? And we were done. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. Whatever. And I didn't give them any lip or anything.
Yeah.
And he says, have you got your license on you? So I showed him my license and he looked at it. And he looked at me, and he looked back, and he looked at me, and then he goes, wait there a minute. And he went over, and they left me there for ages.
Yeah.
And then the two guards came back up, and your man, who was real serious, just gave me back my license and went, go on, get out of here. And the other fella went, he has your DVD and all. That's what he said. So I got lucky that night. He goes, he has your DVD. That's what he said.
Because you can just imagine one of them turning around and going, oh, I'm not getting caught by this. Where's the cameras?
Yeah, yeah.
You're the one with the cameras, the speed ones. No, where's your camera?
And also, it's 3:30 in the morning in fucking Longford. You're not gonna be, it's not exactly the setting for a comedy show.
We tend not to film that often at this time of night.
Yeah, yeah.
The insurance thing, though. I mean, to be honest, I suppose with the car stuff, I know you can get stung. It's the other insurance stuff.
It's the other shit.
You know what I mean?
Health insurance. I mean, I know I needed it. Thank God I milked them for more than they milk me.
Well, but, yeah, that's the one small success to have come from it.
Yeah, yeah.
You got a few of your quids back.
Because I was raging. I have the health insurance for years, right?
Yeah.
And then last year I realised, wait a minute, I went through it. You know, I went through, what am I paying for?
Yeah.
And I was paying like a big premium, you know. Like, the health insurance is thousands, like. And then I said, look at Drew, what am I paying? I was like, now bear in mind I've no kids, right?
Yeah.
Child psychology I was paying for. Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah, yeah. And like, you know, I was paying for like geriatric physiotherapy. I was paying for...
That could have been useful in the future. You should have kept that.
Oh, you want to see the list of stuff. Aromatherapy.
Aromatherapy. What?
Yeah,
who the
yeah.
hell sold you your health insurance?
I know, yeah.
Aromatherapy.
Yeah, lavender. Whatever, for your pillow. Washed sheets, Radox.
How much do you get back on that? I went to see an aromatherapist.
Yeah, aromatherapist. I was paying for, what's that joke with the needles? Vasectomy. Vasectomy. No, not
acupuncture.
That. Acupuncture.
I'll tell you
I was
something.
Paying for that. I don't even believe in that. You know?
Yeah, whatever you do, don't get a vasectomy with needles.
Imagine, yeah. There you go. Don't get, definitely don't get it off an aromatherapist.
How do you do this? It's very simple. I just go like that.
I
just puncture your balls.
I just puncture your balls. You stick the top of your willy into a bottle of lavender and you're grand. Yeah, you don't have to worry about anything.
Oh
just keep
God.
Going, yeah.
So you were paid, all of this was listed on
yeah.
your...
Yeah, so I was with Stephanie Preisner outside the coffee shop going, I'm had enough of this, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, so I cut, I was going to cancel and just not, my plan was I won't have health insurance, I'll just put a little bit aside every month.
Yeah, in case I get sick.
In case I get sick, and then I've got the money anyway.
Yeah.
But in reality, nobody does that.
No.
You know, in reality, you just go, Joe, well, you know. Maybe, well, if you're Jim, you go, oh, I might splash out on this week. So, Dyson have a new Super Deluxe Hoover, the ZX90.
Yeah. I'm actually thinking of going, sorry to drag us off course there, but I'm thinking of going robotic.
Are you really?
But anyway, we'll get to that again.
Oh, listen, see, this is it. You know, Jim would be there going, Jesus, looking at catalogues online for drains and all. You know, all these things that Jim's into. You know, so I was like, that's what I would. So I went, I just halved it. I went for a much cheaper option, you know, which was, I think it basically covers me for complete breakdowns, heart attacks.
That's the other thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the small, the two things that get you about insurance, right?
Yeah.
One is that it never seems to get, you know, it's not like somebody turns around and goes, oh, you've only claimed once in 40 years or something. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They still, it's the just in case. No, hang a second. I've stored up enough money.
Yeah.
That anything that I could ever ask for you back.
Surely. Like,
do you know what I mean?
That
gets you. And then the small print where you go in and go, yeah, how are you doing? Sorry, yeah, I have to claim insurance, but yeah, whatever. I don't know, me telly broke or me whatever. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Did a break on a Saturday. What's that got to do with it?
Oh, I don't know.
No, we don't cover Saturdays.
We don't really do weekends. You didn't take the weekend policy. We didn't realise you'd be watching telly on a weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, oh, it's all this shite.
The small print's a knacker.
That's why the only good thing about having a proper mental breakdown was when I was in the hospital, they were, how much would this cost if you were paying for it yourself? And they say, oh, 950 quid or something. And I was like, really? And I started smiling, thinking, so this is... I'm actually getting more off them than they've ever got off me when you add it all up together.
Brilliant.
I was there. Next time I saw the psychiatrist, they were asking me, how'd you feel? Well, not too bad. I think I need another week.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And, come here, listen. Like,
you look
all
right.
Do you any extras?
Yeah, yeah.
Is there a deluxe package at all?
Yeah, is there any way of getting sunbeds and cocktails in here for us for Saturday, you know? Like you said, the small print. A friend of mine had pet insurance. And his dog got sick, right? He took the dog to get to the vet.
Right.
And the vet went, well, there's an operation here and it's blah, 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 whatever. And he goes, right, thank God I have pet insurance. He goes, no, your policy doesn't cover the operation. And he goes, really? And he goes, yeah, but it does cover putting the thing down. So he told him you could get the dog put down for free. You don't get that in your granny's policy, sure you don't.
Imagine,
you know?
Imagine that being put onto human health policies.
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine that, going in to see a specialist or something.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you're like...
comes in.
Yeah, so you're going to need an operation. It's going to be a full... Yeah, we'll have to go in a couple of days in hospital. All right, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But your policy doesn't cover it. However, if you prefer, we could give you a lethal injection.
We do cover the electric chair. If you'd like... We can send you to Switzerland. get you a little bit of a...
That's mad.
Yeah, I know, isn't it? And then when he renewed his policy with the next dog, they said, you can't claim for the same thing twice. So it came back with saying, excluded from this policy was having the dog put down. So he can't even get the dog put down now.
Oh, my God.
The next dog. But then he doesn't want to get the dog. Like, you know, it's not something anyone looks forward to. Yeah.
Why do that's another thing they do as well. It's like if you have flood insurance.
Yeah.
Or whatever. If you claim on it and you don't move, if you ever get flooded again, they go, sorry about that.
I live on the seafront. And they're going, no, it's a bit risky. I fucking know. Why do you think I want
flood insurance?
Cover? That's why I'm asking you. Oh, no, we won't give you flood cover if you don't live on the top of a hill. We only give flood cover.
Yeah. And only in countries that have minimal rainfall.
Yeah, Jim gets flood cover because he lives at 12,000 metres above sea level. That's why they give him flood cover. I'm down at the sea and they give me, like, whatever. I get unicorn cover that he needs.
I tell you, you think flooding's bad, you want to get an influx of unicorns, PJ.
Yeah, that's Jim's policy. His inflatable house keeps getting punctured by the unicorns. I hope on Pleasure Island.
No, I tell you, the worst part is though that pair, Hansel and Gretel, keep coming around and eating the garage. Yeah. Oh, it's a feckin' nightmare. And then don't talk to me about the feckin' wolf keeps trying to blow the place
down.
Tell
you something, the last time fucking they were there, they pushed Jim into a cauldron. Little bastards.
You can't trust any of them.
Can't trust any of them. Tell you something.
Right, listen, we'll give you a few of the best bits from during the week. We had a few choice words earlier in the week. We were talking about swearing.
We were,
So obviously in this environment on the podcast, that's not a big deal. It's kind of the wild west of the internet, really, isn't it?
I know, but Jim did bring up a good question. And how does a swear become a swear? Like, what constitutes a swear?
Exactly. Of course, it didn't take much for PJ to find a few new ones.
Yeah, when it comes to calling people names, we're not bad at that.
You're the man. So listen, you'll hear about all of that. Also, when it comes to getting a job, we found out that an amount of people lie about their CV. Lie on their CV. Put something on their CV that's an untruth.
Yeah.
Now, we thought the percentage was way too small.
Way too small. Basically, yeah. If you're not lying on your CV, are you even in employment?
I was just going to say, you're not working. Yeah, if you're not lying on your CV, you're obviously not working. Accents came up.
Yeah.
That was a strange one.
Yeah, about people who have their accents slagged off, which I think is everybody at some stage, to be honest.
Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt. And the weird thing about it was, it came out of a previous conversation that we had. This discussion about accents actually came around from a conversation we had about nursing yourself through winter. Some of the top tips to kind of get yourself through the bad, you know, the dark old gloomy days of winter.
Yeah.
And suffice to say, one particular element of society felt the wrath of PJ.
Yeah, well, we all know who they are. They only spent half their lives indoors, for God's sake.
So have a listen to that, and we'll talk to you on the other side.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
I knew this for years, but swearing and blaspheming and dirty words and exclamations of filth are actually good for you. They're actually good for you.
The news couldn't get any better for you.
It really couldn't. They're saying it's a really useful tool if you want to make people laugh, if you want to help other people or yourself deal with pain. It calms you down when you get road rage. Take note, Jim McCabe. If you want to,
I do plenty of it.
Oh, I bet you do. Oh, look at that absolute evidence. and then if you want to express joy, they say it used to be seen as like a vulgar sign of low intelligence, but now those stigmas are gone, and now it's more of a signal of emotional arousal, both positive and negative, and
right,
that it helps you to explain yourself at some times and to be a cathartic sort of thing at other times.
Because didn't they say that it eases pain?
Yeah,
that if you have physical pain and you swear, that it sort of somehow alleviates some of the pain.
Somehow, yeah. So it's like, you know, when you're
Which
in
makes
the gym.
Sense, because that's an instinctive thing. It's like if you stub your toe.
Oh, that first thing you do was, oh, yeah, Evan, you, way, oh, yeah.
Yeah, everything goes off the charts.
And like, especially when you're telling stories about the past or anything like that, you know.
Yeah.
If I was ever talking about Jim, I'd be going, you want to see him? He's a bleeding magic. He'd be in there, head in his hands. But what a... You know the way?
Yeah.
It really helps elaborate. You can really tell a story better with a few dirty words, I think.
Of course you can. Anybody who's ever heard Glory Days, our podcast, will know that you do enjoy, you know, for emphasis purposes, you do enjoy a good old swear word.
Yeah, yeah. And you always get this, you know, there's no need for it. I like clean comedian. You know, there's no need for all that dirt and... There's no need for it. There's no need for you to eat a full chocolate cake on your own, but it's fun. You know, you're surprised. There's no need.
Plus, it does beg the question then, what constitutes a swear word?
I never know.
Do you mean, like, there are people who won't say flip. Do you know what I mean? There are people who won't, like,
yeah.
To them, that's a swear word.
I know.
Which must make it very awkward if you're commentating on gymnastics or something. But anyway, but you know what I mean? There are people who have different levels of what content. And then when does it actually become a swear word?
I never know.
You know, there's certain ones you just have always taken as being...
Yeah.
You know, the obvious ones.
Yeah, the F and the...
yeah, and all
the F and the C. And the
B is sometimes
all them. Yeah, sometimes the B is, yeah. I know. I don't know. I've never known how just a random few letters becomes something that can be so insulting. Like,
if you were to make up one, right? If you were to just suddenly create a word, like invent one.
Yeah, yeah.
And just use it.
Yeah, like twack, right? So there's the twack. There's a word, twack, right?
Yeah.
If you use that bad enough, does that start to just like...
That's what I'm saying. If you turn around come here and go, say, Jim, would you ever twack off?
Well, you know what you are? You're the biggest twacking yoke I ever met. Don't twack
exactly.
Yourself.
Does
you twacking. Big, you dick twacker. You're such a twacking, pain in the twack. Oh, my God. You know something?
Yeah. Go, does that suddenly become a bad word?
After
even
a while.
You've only just invented it. It has no meaning.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, would you be able to go, that Jim? Oh, don't talk to me about Jim. You know what he was doing, twacking around the area there yesterday? Oh, the big lippy langers on him. Oh, you know, I'm just making up words.
Yeah.
Oh, that del Jim McCabe, he's a bumble stick, that lad. He's a bumble stick with lily livers. If you keep saying them, do they get offensive?
I mean,
you know?
I know some of them have origins, genuine origins or whatever, and then they, you know, whatever. Like that,
Wouldn't you love to do that in a real fight, though? If someone did get angry at you, and you this, and you go, you shut up, you bum liver bam bam. Huh? Come on over here, I'll give you two elbow daisies in the yip yop. They'd say, what language is he speaking? I don't know, but I think he might play cricket as a...
But I mean, that would be a great way. We'll talk about confusing your enemy.
Yeah, yeah.
If a lad's there ready to box the lugs off you and you suddenly hit him with a bumble stick.
Yeah, imagine. Here, if I hear one more yabby yabby you hoo out of you, I'm going to slap you right across your bong chung.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
You may have heard with Dan a little bit earlier on. That's a statistic about the amount of people who lie.
On their CVs.
On their CV. That has got to be drastic. I'm telling you something. The people who are lying are the people who said that they didn't lie on
yes,
their CV.
Exactly.
Surely to God, everybody did a bit of it.
What was the percentage you said again?
It was only like 1 in 5 or something.
What a load of nonsense. Everybody lies in their CV.
Yeah. Sure, that's how else would you get a job if you didn't tell lies about yourself?
How else would I get a CV? I've done nothing. You have to lie on the CV. It's literally, it's what you can get away with. It's part of the exercise.
At the very least, there's always a bit of an enhancement. Do you know what I mean?
Like, very much
whatever
so.
Your job was, you know, it might have been, you could have probably genuinely described your job in one line, you know, I used to serve at a counter or something or whatever.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But you add in like cash control, security.
Yeah, yeah.
Stock taking.
Oh yeah, training with management, you know, in high pressure situations.
Oh yeah,
all
yeah,
these
yeah.
things go in and then, you know, like you know.
Conflict negotiation.
Oh yeah.
That was when the customer went, yeah, they'll leave me short.
And he says, did I, yeah, go take a hike, see if I care.
Yeah, I'm amazed. Surely it's much higher than that.
And especially when it comes
much higher.
Especially when it comes to like hobbies and all that stuff as well.
Oh yeah.
Because you know the way people write down, you'd see someone's hobby list and it's like, a bit of acting, stand-up comedy, riding horses, sometimes surfing,
or even
often
if you want,
roller skating and speaking French.
If you wanted a job, say for example, you just wanted a job in a shop.
Yeah.
Right, a clothes shop.
Yeah.
Well, you know, obviously one of your big hobbies is fashion.
Oh, fashion.
Huge interest. Fashion.
Yeah, absolutely mad for it. You know, that sort of thing. You just do that. Everybody does it.
Even though you'd only just be selling runners. But still.
Yeah, but still.
Huge interest.
Go for
in
a job in a hotel. Yo, travel is my passion. And
yeah.
Meeting new people. Yeah. I love to meet new people. I'm wild. You're on the bus home going, get away from me, you smelly shortage. You know?
Oh, yeah. I just, lying on the CV, I thought it was. I mean, I think there was a time when you were sort of encouraged.
Yeah.
They wouldn't call it lying. But they would certainly, you know, say, truth enhancement is the way I'd like to think of it.
And we've all done this. You know when you have the CV, right? And then it's like, please list references of people we can call to check out the situation. We've all done the host, right? So, Jim, I'm after putting your name down.
Yeah, and so, I said you were the managing director,
so
right?
So someone said, rings you and says, hello, is that Mr. Kelly? Will you just say, yeah, and that I'm a great fella. Do you remember there was loads of that going on?
Yeah. Dodgy references.
Yeah, and then your mate is ruining on you by trying to do the best thing. Like, hello, is that Mr. Kelly? Yes, yeah. I'm just ringing about PJ Gallagher. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, the hardest walker we ever had. We're so sorry he's gone. Oh, if he hadn't gone. That terrible accident.
I'll probably close the business now.
It's unbelievable. Oh, we had to go. It was like a funeral here when he left. Oh, I tell you what, we'll give you 10 grand if you give them back to us. Your friend's over. Egg the pudding then. You start to smell a rat.
Mind you, I suppose there are those situations where, have you ever been caught out on it? I'm sure there's probably examples of people who, so, you know, it's kind of like, you're familiar then with spreadsheets. What? Well, it's just you said Excel and all. I thought that was extra large. I'll give it a go.
You're trying to get away with it. So you're familiar with spreadsheets? Yes, I do have bedsheets. And you know how to do it. You turn it inside out and then you do the first. Excuse me? You turn it inside out and you drop it down.
You do have, lads who'll... Maybe, you know, you just get cut out. There was a thing, you can fake it till you make it.
Big time.
That was a thing. That was a recognised thing.
Oh, it was a recognised thing.
Go for it. Like, get in there. Learn on the spot.
Yeah, exactly. Once you get your foot in the door and they see how good you are,
obviously, you don't want to overdo it. You know what I mean? Like, it's one thing to say that you're, you know, as I say, a bit of enhancement, but you can't just go in and claim to be a pilot or something. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, isn't this it? You know, all of a sudden you're standing in a doctor's office with a scalpel in your hand and you're going, so was it the left or the right testicle I'm supposed to take off?
It's like we've spoken many times about your mate, the lad who claimed he was an actor and he claimed he could surf.
He claimed he could surf.
And then he ended up just running away.
He got the job. They put him in the sea and he couldn't get up on the surfboard. So he came out of the sea and he ran away. Yeah. Actors do it all the time. There was another fella that said he was a horse rider. Genuinely, that he was a horse rider.
Because most people probably assume, he's just sitting at its back.
Yeah, you're just sitting in its ground. You just give it a kick and yip, yip. Yeah. And whatever. He did a couple of lessons.
Right.
You know, and he could sit and make yip, yip, whatever, and make it walk. And then they were like, so we want you to gallop across here and come up and stop in front of the camera and say, you know, something like, sire, the troops are at the gate. It was one of those things.
Yeah.
And like, he was there, okay. And the horse was just like walking. And they were like, can you speed up, please? He was there, giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, giddy up. Because you know, when you learn to do a horse, you have to stand up, sit down, stand up, sit. And they were like, can you go faster? And he was kicking and kicking and kicking. And then the horse just started going, because the horse knew this lad hadn't a clue.
Didn't know what was going on.
So he had to just keep, he just kept walking around in circles, tried to make it run. He fell off the horse. And then the best thing is he tried to blame the horse. You know, he's there going, I don't know what's wrong with him. He's very agitated. They're like, yeah, the horse is the liar, is it?
Yeah, exactly. The horse lied on the CV.
The horse is the one that got the job. We're pretty sure the horse is the only qualified member of staff here, thanks.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
They've made a list. So a survey is being done of, like, what do you turn to give yourself a little bit of pick-me-up when we're going through those gloomy days of a gloomy winter.
The dark days of winter.
Yeah, you know, it's really like, like you said, it started, you know. I know it takes an extra month to start up where you live in Unicorn Island. But it's for the rest of us, it has begun. And it's all really simple, normal stuff that people say, you know, because what can you do? You know, what can you do that really changes? The top 10 are just like, you know, fluffy socks and slippers. You know the way some people love getting an ill.
So, fluffy socks and slippers as a survival guide.
Well, not survival, but, you know, something to cheer you up.
All right.
When it's pissing rain outside and there's a granny in a canoe floating down the main street. And, yeah. You know,
Mind you, if you're outside wearing your fluffy socks,
yeah,
just soaks up more water.
You're probably in the canoe with the granny.
Right. So these are just little moments of...
Winter
comfort
moments. Yeah, you know that sort of stuff. Like a warm hug. Like
PJ.
A warm hug, exactly. Like when it's lashing rain and instead of making a tea or a coffee, you turn into the kitchen and make yourself a hot chocolate type of thing, you know?
Yeah.
Hot chocolate always sounds great. And then it's just like a lick. It's just like a crappy Mars bar.
I wouldn't be a big fan of hot chocolate.
No, I always think I am. And then two... drinks in and it's just like, should have just got a flake. Roast dinners, of course, the carveries become more popular as the cold weather sets in. That's definitely a thing for me,
I suppose.
I love an old carvery and a hot whiskey. Oh, jeepers, Jim.
Winter food is a thing, isn't it, I suppose?
100%. Yeah,
there is a sort of, like, people suddenly start going back to the stews.
100%.
And the pies.
Yeah, brats and all.
Real comfort food. The very fact that there's even a name for it, comfort food.
Yeah. Oh, and what you wash it down with, you know. There's that, like.
Yeah.
You know the way people, when the sun comes, some people, like, they're pouring ice
into it. Are you talking about those people from outside the pale who like to wash it down with a pint of milk?
Yeah, you know them yolks. What are those people, man? What are those people? Well, they surely went out. Well, you know the way...
Pint of milk thing still seem to be a very non-Dublin thing, doesn't it?
Could you ever be sitting in McDonald's? I didn't even know they did cartons of milk.
Right.
Until I was with me cousin. I was going to say me cousin from the country. Me bogger cousin. And he was there and he was like, with a McDonald's... Now, a Big Mac meal, right?
Yeah.
What drink would you like? Who in the name of God even thinks of saying a pint of milk? And a pint of milk. These lads, they come up from the country, they're looking for knives and forks to eat a burger. They don't know what they're doing, these lads. I swear to God, these are the fellas, they get on the top deck of a bus and they think they're on the roller coaster in Funderland.
That went a bit stronger than was originally anticipated. But yeah,
the smell of onions saying, off his hair.
So what are you talking about washing it down with? A little dram.
A hot whiskey sort of becomes a thing. The Irish coffee.
Purely for medicinal.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like
an Irish coffee, that can be a thing. I always drink responsibly, but it can be a thing of grace.
Oh really?
If it's made properly.
Yeah.
In other words, by somebody else.
By somebody else who knows how to do it.
Preferably standing on the other side of a counter.
And not in your local. I remember Ronnie, me mate, going into the local. I says, do you know, pint of Guinness, Ronnie? He goes, no, actually, a bit chilly out. I'll have an Irish coffee. Lovely. And your man gave him a pint of Guinness and says, shut up, Ronnie.
I don't be having time for that. Have a pint of Guinness, shut up.
It wasn't even busy. I was sitting there eating crisps. Yeah.
What a brilliant answer. Yeah.
Shut up, Ronnie.
I just think,
Yeah.
Drink that and shut up.
Irish coffee here. Get out of it, you dick. Some people then, of course, do the whole spending time with family thing. Again, the winters are hard enough, I'd say. You know these flutes that when it comes to Christmas, you know these people, and they stick up photographs. Three kids and the dog and all wearing the same pyjamas. Wearing the matching pyjamas.
Sort
of stuff. And they're like, ugh, family
together.
I'm
not sure really how that helps you. Just lifts your mood?
Lifts your mood.
But I mean, you can be with your family during the summer. It's not obligatory that you sort of leave them in the summer.
That's why. Yeah. Do you know something? You've hit the nail on the head. Family is one of those things you just say. You know that way?
Yeah.
If you go to a life coach and all, what's important to you in your life?
Oh, yeah.
And people always go, friends and family. Yeah, when's the last time you saw Uncle George?
Exactly.
I can't remember. I know, because he died 3 years ago. You didn't even go to the funeral. You flute.
It's a bit of a stock phrase.
It doesn't mean anything. It's just because you can't think of what's actually important to you. Or you don't want to say cans on a Friday.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
087-1818-100 if you want to give us a shout at any stage. If you're with us earlier on, you'll know that we were chatting about, I think it was to do with, again, that sort of things that get you through the winter.
Yeah.
And food came up.
Food did come up,
and
yeah.
There was a certain section of the nation that got a little bit of stick for maybe enjoying a pint of milk.
Yeah.
With the food.
Boggers, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that they yet again may feel the wrath of PJ Gallagher on this particular story too.
Well, look, I'm just saying it's not just me that's maybe had a go at somebody's accent. In fact, I've maybe had a go at, people have had a go at my accent many times.
No way.
Yeah, and now they're saying that accentism is a new and growing sort of discrimination. So,
Accentism.
Yeah, would you go way out with that, accentism? So accentism is what they're saying. So they reckon that 25% of people have been slagged at least once in their workplace over their accent.
Yeah.
I'd say it's definitely more than that. Everybody.
Every day.
Yeah, every single person I've ever met has been slagged off by somebody for their accent for some reason.
Yeah.
You know, it's just what happens. I don't know why we do it, but we all do it. And like,
it's just funny.
It's just funny. Yeah, you know when you see a fella coming off the bus, oh, yeah, that was the greatest thing. You know, I flew off there, that was amazing. Whatever, you know. Very hard not to.
And I mean, even within Dublin, the amount of different accents within Dublin.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I assume that's what we're talking about now. It's not international. We're talking everybody.
It's everything.
Yeah.
International as well as regional and the whole. But like that, you said, even within Dublin.
Yeah.
Like you have the South Side, the D4 accents, you know.
Because even if somebody comes from the South
Side. Greatest horseplay of all time, lads. You know, all that sort
of
carry on.
That's what I'm saying. There's an instinctive place you go to in your head when somebody says that. You say the rugby crowd. And immediately you're talking about like Heineken and stuff. You know?
It's all high colours and Heineken.
They probably don't sound like that.
Yeah, dude, you know, dude, don't talk to me, man. Finto is losing his marbles right now. You know, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah. And then, of course, we as Northsiders, we get stick.
And we get sick all
big
the time.
Because everybody assumes that we're,
I wonder how tramps or whatever. You'd be there going, all right, my name's Jim McCabe. We rode the horse in there yesterday. Whatever. I'd love if Jim came into the radio one day like that because you have a very good voice. Like, you know.
Neutral, is that what you're trying to say?
No, not neutral. No, it's not definitely not neutral. I wouldn't say that. No, it's very definitive.
No, I'm a dub.
Yeah, oh, you're
although
a dub.
I'm a lot more dub now than in the years that I've been working with you.
Yeah,
once upon a time, I didn't sound like this.
I remember a manager gave out to Jim for having too much of a Dublin accent, and he said nothing to me. How did that, of all the things,
that's true, actually.
That's true.
Somebody gave out to me.
Took Jim in and says, your man's gone real Dublin, you can't. He said, but it's just me voice. This is, I don't care what it is, you're not doing it.
You're sounding a bit dub.
Yeah.
Would that be because I come from Dublin?
I'm from Finglas, you tosser. Of course, I said, you know. And then there's the...
I once got slagged off for swearing posh.
Yeah, I've had that now.
Slagged me off, said that when I swore posh. I think it was just, it was the emphasis.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I can't tell you the word.
Of course not.
That was involved.
Yeah.
But I think the emphasis made it come across as though, and it wasn't.
It's got, but no matter who you are, there's always someone that looks up and looks down when it comes to accents.
Yeah.
I remember I was on a building site, working on a building site. Not exactly, you know, living the high life. And a lad in front of me
a hotbed of accents, no
doubt. A hotbed of accents. And a lad in front of me was eating his roll. And he wouldn't close his mouth when he was eating. He was egg run down his chin and all. And I was like, will you close your mouth when you're eating? And he goes, look who it is, posh boy. Posh boy, look at you. Close your mouth when you're eating, says posh boy.
Remember the time you met, actually it was a Roundwood resident.
It was
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I met someone that you knew.
Yeah, you met Bernie and she said to you.
I walked into a pub in.
Where was it? No, not Glenageary.
What's it called?
Just out down from Dunleary.
Just out near Dunleary, anyway. I walked into a pub and I was sitting there and she goes, where do you live around here? And I says, I do, yeah, just live down the road. She goes, oh, I thought you'd live in Fox Rock or something. That's what she said.
Fox Rock or something.
Nobody talks like that.
Yeah.
Nobody walks out like this.
But I mean, with people having to travel for work so much or whatever, you're bound to get a whole, you know.
Yeah.
And in fairness, you're right. The non-Dubliners probably take more stick than they deserve when it comes to being
But you know who gets off the hook all the time? Sea cultures. Do you know
sea culture?
You know people from North County Dublin, they have a very unique accent and nobody ever slags them over.
Right.
You know their accent, it's like, ah, look that there. I am just got all potatoes over there. Don't be saying that. Oh, yeah, I was there.
Wait a minute, just defiance. What are we talking
when
here?
When you pass
Balbriggan
swords,
and all that.
When you get past Balbriggan or
Lusk
swords.
And Rush yeah. and
don't
scary.
Don't walk down like that. Here, come here. Joey. You know, Joey. You know, just.
What are you saying there? Jolie.
Yeah, whatever. I was walking down there at the beach, and dog came over and bit me on the ankle. Dog was never going to get on with the thing. Had an infection there for 4 years. Anyway, lost a leg. Here you are now. Didn't like the beach anyhow.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
There you go, folks. Some of the best bits from during the week. What was a short week?
Yeah, was it?
Well, I mean, it's not over as you and I are speaking now. But
no,
I'm just
but
saying, short
Fridays don't ever feel like a proper day anyway. It's all cooking and movie reviews and cracking here on Fridays. Yeah.
You see, that's the other thing. That we need to do a strategic review, right?
Of what
where,
you mean?
Where we offset the workload onto other people.
Yeah.
So, like, for example, tomorrow we've got somebody else doing the cooking.
Yeah.
We've got Clint doing the movies and all that.
Now,
can we not just introduce more of those things?
I'm well into that, making it like a magazine show. You know those lads, they do nothing for it. They just come on in the morning or they go on the radio shows and go, now we're going to the funny bit with Mr. Javelin Pants Jimmy, and he comes on and does his bit.
Yeah.
And it comes out of that and they go, very good, more of that later. We just heard it. Yeah. We'll play it again for those that missed
those
it.
Those chancers and, that get away with it. And it happens a lot on telly.
And here's a clip for the news.
They're basically like a bit of glue or something between two tiles.
That's
they're
it,
just
yeah.
like sort of like, oh, wasn't that great? Coming up next.
Yeah, here's Superstar Sharon with all the news and gossip from the set of Fair City.
Let's get ourselves one of them jobs.
Yeah, I know.
That'd be fantastic. She wouldn't have to do it. I mean, you wouldn't have to think anything up.
Well, I suppose, in fairness, I kind of have one of them jobs. You know, you're the one. So it's grand.
You're Javelin Pants Jimmy in this arrangement.
Well, I suppose I am Javelin Pants Jimmy. But, you know, I'm...
To be honest with you, being called Javelin Pants...
Oh, I never thought of that.
It's quite the compliment, really. Yeah, yeah.
Big Paul Peter and Javelin Pants Jimmy are coming in to do their double act later on. What is that act? Who knows?
I think it might be time to leave.
Yeah, I think so.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie, or on the Nova app.